do the C S K A, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. Welcome back. The worst thing you could ever have is your thoughts. And I'm going to give you a little piece I like to call lock and key. If I let you taste my thoughts, don't regurgitate my secrets. See, I have black widows lying in crevices of my thoughts. The premeditated notions blocked, and it ain't easy unlocking what I do to you. I mean, I needed to hide choices, but don't repeat my thoughts. I don't need alarms piercing my ears because you're no secret keeper. See, my thoughts are guarded like a steel vault, and often they speed past my frontal lobe. And sometimes they come on my hippocampus till my pituitary reaches equilibrium. I need you to hold what you taste to yourself. Gatekeep what you hear and see. Savor what you taste and feel what I've been holding. Can I trust you to hold it? See, I don't need surreptitious thoughts regurgitated in my face. Don't spit it back at me. Your master key won't unlock these foreclosed walls, won't stamp a passport, deny your visa into my frontal lobe for the evocation of my feelings. I have receipts for the recollection of wrongdoings, but I clear cash daily, but it reneges often on its own duties. So I continuously repeat every action looped at evening. I can never tell you. I'm not trying to spill spoiled milk for you to sop it up in biscuits. I don't need a neo-creation that's palatable to you. See, I've dismembered you in 68 different ways, but only cut you with my tongue. You only notice the words that hurt, but oh, what I was thinking. I saved you from the bullets I could have sprayed through your torso, but see, my humerus wouldn't let my brain direct it to call upon phalanges to pull the trigger. Lucky son of a... I'd rather show you my recycled reels of what my memory looks like than to tell you and you repeat it antithetically. My pain glows in darkness, but no one ever hears the cry as the silence overthrows the lies. See, I built the fortress over my nightmares because even though I panic, I'm safe in my nightmares than when I'm awake. See, it took 16 carriages to carry the skeletons that even pallbearers wouldn't pick up. I guess 6-foot vaults couldn't hold the weight of the bones that lie behind my eyes yet walk when I close them. You won't understand until autopsy spill the truth. I've seen death chase the ones closest to me and left them slaughtered in beds they died in, suffocating in pain. When I tell you, you don't know shit. I mean it. If I told you what my dreams had looped before I wake, would you be the safe space? Even spouses couldn't be trusted to mail these broken pieces to themselves. Swallow it. I am a prisoner who held prisoners in basements of houses I pictured, but walked the streets and never knowing I set them up. I committed felonies within my frontal lobe just when my cerebellum decided to paralyze my movements to not recreate my thoughts. Just as a man thinketh, so is he. I guess I was a sniper who killed millions from rooftops and never got caught. See, every enemy behind the front lines died when they could have lived, but if you read my thoughts like you cling to the news, I make the headlines. Can I trust you to hold the truth? I ain't asking you to lie, just omit my expressions under oath and deny what you heard like Peter did Jesus. Hang your words on a tree like Judas did himself for 30 pieces of silver, cause my thoughts gonna turn the wrong way. They slash you into trillion pieces and sweep your intellect under dumpsters, cause who's gonna find you if I let you taste my thoughts? Just remember, snitches get dismembered, and I'll ship every piece of you like the Levite did to the 12 tribes. Stay silent. Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.